Hey guys, it's the Breakfast Club, and today we're going to be doing practices of humanistic therapy and behavior therapy. We're going to be role-playing this therapy, and I'm going to be the one with anger issues, and then I'm going to be getting asked questions during my therapy.
Hi, I'm your therapist. How are you doing today? What's your name?
I'm doing great. My name is Alexis.
Okay, so why are you here, Alexis?
My mom thinks I have anger issues.
Okay, so do you think you have anger issues?
Personally, no. Okay. I really don't.
So what does getting angry look like for you?
I maybe throw a chair at the wall.
Okay. Yeah. So what are your triggers? What makes you angry? What gets you to that point of throwing the chair at the wall?
My mom. She just really makes me mad sometimes.
And what is it that your mom does that upsets you?
She calls me out for what I do.
Okay, so you said your mom calls you out. What is she calling you out on specifically that you're doing?
She says I'm just a bad kid, and I think I'm a really great kid.
You think you're a good kid? Okay.
Yes.
So, what are some of the things that, you know, you think, what are your best qualities?
I'm very caring, I'm loving, I treat people with respect, mm-hmm. aka my mother. Mm-hmm. I'm just an all-around great kid.
So, do you see anywhere where her anger might be coming from? Do you see where she's coming from at all, or no?
I mean, sometimes I can have an attitude, but, like, that's about it. So I guess she can't be bad for that. But she can't just, like, yell at me for no reason.
Okay. So do you think your mother has any underlying illnesses that we aren't aware of?
My mother's, like, brother died in a car accident whenever he was younger. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she gets really protective of me driving. Mm-hmm. And, like, she gets mad at me if I go over a speed limit and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she calls me out on that. And I really just, like, it makes me angry.
I understand where your anger's coming from, but have you thought of from her perspective? Because as a caring and loving mother, she just doesn't want you to meet the same fate that her brother did. Have you ever looked at it like that?
I mean, no, because I just think I'm always right.
But you're not. That's the thing. We are here to learn and to grow, and you have to realize that you are not always right, and that someone else is going to be right sometimes, and right now I think that might be your mother. Have you ever thought of looking at it like that?
No, but I probably should.
Yeah. Okay, good session.
Humanistic therapy is the best type of therapy for a person to get to know themselves better. Humanistic therapy is all self-centered. This means that at the therapy session, the person sets what they are going to be discussing during this session. The man who came up with this type of therapy is Carl Rogers. Carl Rogers is best known for his non-directive approach to the treatment called client-centered therapy. Humanistic therapy includes different types of approaches. Three of the most common approaches to humanistic therapy are gestalt therapy, client-centered therapy, and existential therapy. When you are doing the gestalt therapy, your personal experiences are your main focus, along with describing what you're going through in your own words. Client-centered can be the same as the gestalt, but this is based on the idea that absorbing criticism or disapproval from others can distort the way you see yourself. This can block your personal growth and can prevent you from living your life to the fullest and can lead to mental distress. The final aspect in humanistic therapy is existential therapy. The goal of this is to help you approach and understand your existence and how it affects your worldview and how you are as a person in people's everyday lives.
Behavioral therapy is an umbrella term for types of therapy that treat mental health disorders. This form of therapy seeks to identify and help change potentially self-destructive or unhealthy behaviors. Those who practice behavior therapy tend to look at specific learned behaviors and how the environment influences those behaviors. In behavioral therapy, the goal is to reinforce desirable behaviors and eliminate unwanted behaviors. Behavior therapy is rooted in the principles of behaviorism, a school of thought focused on the idea that we learn from our environment. Behavior therapy was popularized by a U.S. psychologist named B.F. Skinner. He worked with mental patients in a hospital in Massachusetts. From his work in animal learning, he found that the establishment and elimination of responses can be determined by the way it is reinforced or rewards can be given. Main characteristics in behavior therapy is that it's going to help you develop flexible, self-enhancing beliefs and attitudes towards yourself, others, and the world around you. Behavior therapy is also goal-directed, so you're always going to have a goal when you use this type of therapy. It offers skills and strategies for overcoming common problems such as anxiety, depression. There are multiple types of behavior therapy approaches that help address learned responses and conditioning, such as cognitive behavior therapy, systematic desensitization, aversion therapy, and flooding. Behavior therapy has a lot of benefits to it. It can help you identify negative thoughts and emotions, prevent you from addiction relapse, manage your anger, help you cope with any grief or loss, help you manage chronic pain, overcome trauma and dealing with PTSD, and also it can help with your sleep disorders. An example of behavior therapy is flooding, and flooding is usually help for people to get rid of fears or phobias. For instance, flooding might be used to help a client who is suffering from an intense fear of dogs or anything else. It helps treat phobias, anxieties, and stress-related disorders. Behavior therapy can help in a variety of ways, and it can help with everyday common problems such as fears and phobias, but it can also help with big dilemmas in a person's life and can help them move past that and get on from that, such as any trauma or PTSD that comes.
Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed our podcast from the Breakfast Club. Unfortunately, this is going to be our last week. I hope you guys enjoyed every podcast you've heard, and bye, guys.